Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience, and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
How lucky am I to have something that makes saying goodbye so hard? That is a quote from Winnie the Pooh. This is Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim here on the Om Times Radio Network. Happy New Year to all of our inspired listeners around the globe. This is our first show of the 2019 season. We are so happy to be back on the air with all of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in, listening in, wherever you're at in the world. Whether you're having dinner, sitting down having dinner, or just waking up to having breakfast, we appreciate all of our inspired listeners. I am your co-host, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector, coming to you live from Seattle, Washington. And as always, I have my very talented, lovely, and gifted co-host, Kim Thalkin, in Richmond, Virginia. Hi, Kim. Happy New Year to you.
Oh, my goodness, Mark. That's such an introduction. How nice. Happy New Year to you and to all the inspired listeners around the world. It is great to be back. It's been a while, Mark, since we've been together on a show here.
It has. We're moving into, for if you're new to the show, Kim and I have been doing Inspired Living Radio now here on Om Times for 4 years. We're moving into our fourth season of Inspired Living Radio, which I like to just say spiritual awesomeness. And we have covered so many topics over the years. And we thought we'd start it off with a bang this 2019 season with our very special guest who's going to be coming on the air with us here in just a few minutes. We're going to be talking about Tales from the Afterlife with Christy Robinette, and it's going to be a lot of fun because I know that there are a lot of people out there in the world that love their fur babies. They love their fur children. I always have to say fur babies because when I say fur children, people are like, what do you mean by fur children? So, and I know, Kim, you have Lexi Liu, and I have O'Malley Moose here as far as our own pets. And it's just, you know, pets bring a lot of joy and comfort and empathy and love into our lives. And we're going to be talking about that for the next 60 minutes. But before we do that, Kim, do you want to get to some announcements and how people can follow us and if they want to call in and have a chat with us in our positive affirmation, first one of 2019?
Yes, yes. First, if you'd like to reach out to me, I'd be happy to connect with you. You can learn more about the work I'm doing at lovefirst.info. If there's a way I can support you in the way of healings, readings, or hypnosis, I would be just honored to do that. You can call us live at 202-570-7057. If you've got a question about your pet, then use this time to do that. We've got someone who's very talented with a lot of experience in this area, and I can't wait to hear more about this topic through our guest today. Our inspired affirmation for the month is, I love and honor my body. And I feel like this is a topic that's coming up more and more for more people to love and honor their bodies. Not something that we do often. We take it for granted. We have a lot of demands on our body. And more and more people are being called to pay attention to all that our body does for us. If you'd like to interact with us on social media, you can find us under Facebook, under Inspired Living Radio, Twitter and Instagram, under Inspired For Us, Google Plus, Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. You can interact with us there. You can also send through messages or comments, questions, suggestions. We love to hear from our listeners all over the world. And you can also do that on Facebook today during our show if you choose not to call in live. Again, if you do want to call in live, the number 202-570-7057. You can listen to all of our archives on Om Times Radio, Podbean, SoundCloud, MarkLanehart.com, YouTube, iTunes, and lovefirst.info. I think I covered it all, Mark. Back to you.
All right. Thank you, Kim. Yeah, we already I have a caller waiting. So if you guys are on the holding on the line, give us a few minutes just to bring Christy on and talk about her background and her bio. We do appreciate our callers. So please be patient. We'll get you live on the air here with a question when we can. If you want to learn more about the work I'm doing in Seattle, just visit marklanehart.com. Internet search the Intuitive Prospector. Would love to do a little spiritual prospecting for your own spiritual gold. And if you want to catch me every Monday morning live on Facebook Live for Metaphysical Mocha Mondays, I'm back for my third season, having a lot of fun. You can interact with me directly through Facebook Live for the main topic show and then the prospecting Q&A after show, where I actually connect directly to you for spiritual chats, readings, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. So let's get Christy Robinette here on the air. This is a fun book. It's called Tales from the Afterlife. It's stories of signs, messages, and inspiration from your animal companions. I love the tagline, heartwarming, welcoming, and wagging tales from the Rainbow Bridge. Christy Robinette is from Michigan, and she is a revolutionary psychic medium, and she's an international author and inspirational speaker. In addition to giving readings and teaching workshops, she actually uses her psychic skills to assist with police investigations. So, Christy, that's something you and I actually have in common. I do a little bit of that work as well, working with police investigations on missing persons. Christy lectures across the country and is a frequent media commentator, appearing on the ID channels Restless Souls, Fox News, ABC News, Coast to Coast Radio. I love Coast to Coast Radio and more. Christy Robinette is also an author of several books, including what we're going to be talking about today, Tales from the Afterlife. She's also written a book, Messages from a Wonderful Afterlife. I love that. Instead of it's a wonderful life, it's Messages from a Wonderful Afterlife. I love that. Sign Loved Ones Send from Beyond. It's a Wonderful Afterlife, Inspiring True Stories from a Psychic Medium, and Forevermore, Guided by Spirit by Edgar Allan Poe. Messenger Between Worlds, True Stories from a Psychic Medium, Higher Intuition Oracle, Ghosts of the Southeast Michigan, and Michigan's Haunted Legends and Lore. Christy Robinette is online at christyrobinette.com, and I was just so excited to see Haunted Legends and Lore. I was like, Christy, I want to come out to Michigan and go on a paranormal investigation with you, and you can come out here to Seattle, and we'll join up and do some paranormal investigations. Welcome to Inspired Living Radio, my friend.
Thanks so much for having me. Thank you. I fall asleep during my own bio, though. That's not. I need to rewrite that to be a little bit more funky or something. I don't know. It's really bad. And I'll be happy. My stepdaughter is actually going to be moving out to Seattle mid this year. So we will do something. We will for sure kind of figure something out. That would be fun.
Yeah, we have a lot of what's everywhere in the world. There's ghosts and haunted legends everywhere around the world, right? So, but welcome to Inspired Living Radio. We're going to take the next 60 minutes just to talk about the book, talk about the work that you're doing. I do love that you work with police investigations on missing persons, because that can be very challenging and tough work. And I'm always just I always say thank you to people that help others in that arena, because that's tough work to do at times. But tell the inspired listeners all around the globe a little bit more about yourself and what drove you to write this book and your connections with your fur babies. And it's a book. It's a lot of fun. I love this book.
Thank you. Yeah, and this is a book that I always, every interview that I do, I end up crying. So, like, in a good cry. So just so you guys
all
right. Know, I'm like super sensitive.
We say that your eyes are celebrating. Your eyes are celebrating.
I love that. Yeah, I've been a medium since I was born. Probably a lot of, like you guys and who you've interviewed before, since I was three, I've been seeing those from the other side, and to me they look physical. So I see them as if they're you and I standing in front of me, and they share their information to me and all the different clairs. And I've always seen animals on the other side too. And when my publisher asked me to actually write this book, I'm like, but I'm not an animal psychic, so I'm not the typical Dr. Doolittle, with regards to the animals, but I've always seen animals on the other side, and I've always seen them with our loved ones on the other side. So the police investigation part is kind of what makes up everything of who I am and how I got to do the work that I do. I was about 8 years old when I had an attempted kidnapping. And I was, it was just a couple weeks after my grandpa had passed away, and he was he was my favorite person in the whole wide world, and he was the only one that didn't mock me or tease me or ridicule me about being able to mm-hmm. see spirits or so-called imaginary friends. And so when he passed mm-hmm. away, I was devastated. And he was murdered. So when he was when he came to me and he said, "I will always protect you, and I will always be there, and I will always, you know, take care of you." And so a couple of weeks after his passing, we were at a local mall, and a man came up to me and attempted to kidnap me from the mall. And before we got to the exit, I could feel my grandpa standing over me. And he said, "You know, Christy, run." And I physically felt him push me away from the attempted kidnapper. And I firmly believe that my grandpa saved me from heaven. And so, and it's a serial case. That serial murder case here in Michigan that is still unsolved.
Yeah.
But it was that case that made me sort of tune into working on missing persons cases and murder cases to try to help utilize the gift so that other people don't go through the anguish. I mean, if you work with police, you know the anguish of both the detectives and the people that are waiting for answers. So it's a horrible, horrible place to be in. But I did the regular corporate thing, you know, did college. I got married to a skeptic. I had two kids with the skeptic. Don't cheat on somebody that knows more than what they should. Divorced the skeptic. And ended up, everything that I had kind of hibernated for 20-something years came flooding back after he left our life. And I did three things. I went to my psychiatrist and I said, "I think I'm crazy," and did a confession. And he said, "I think you're a medium." I went to a neurologist thinking maybe I had a brain tumor. And the neurologist did every test imaginable and called me into his office and said, "You're a medium." And I went to my Missouri Synod Lutheran, very conservative minister. And I did a confessional and said, mm-hmm. "I know I'm probably going to be, you know, kicked out of the church, but, or throw holy water on me or something, but I did my confessional," and I ended up giving him a reading. And so he said, "You know, this is something that you need to do." Yeah, right, right. Of course. That's exactly what we do, right? We sit down and can we give everybody reading? So
exactly.
So I ended up finding a mentor, and I started working for a metaphysical center, you know, on that. I felt like I got the blessing from the people that I needed mm-hmm. to get a blessing from. Quit my corporate job, and the rest is history. I started working with Llewellyn Publishers for, I think I'm on my 12th book with them that'll be coming out. So it's been a ride that I love. I love every minute of it. And I love in the pet part of it, if you're a lover of animals, which most people are, and I don't trust those that aren't, you know, then we know. That sounds terrible, didn't it? I'm going to start off the year making people mad at me. I don't trust you if you don't like a dog. You know, that's terrible. But
well, that's we'll get into that after our.
Or if a dog doesn't like you, right?
Yes. We're super intuitive.
I know.
Exactly.
Our animals are so, like, and I've even said that in my sessions with people. I'm like, if your kids don't like the person or your dog or your cat doesn't like the person, I would be trusting them. They're like the best go-tos for advice. So absolutely that intuitiveness that they have.
Their discernment is like no other.
Add mm-hmm. something in there, because hearing your, you know, your background and how you got to where you are today, and it's a lot. You went to the neurologist, you did a confession. I mean, all of these things. And sometimes I kind of smile when, you know, we do these psychic development classes and people show up because they want to be psychic, you know? And it's like, well.
Just like that, right? Yeah, they want that magic wand. I had someone the other day, I did a psychic development class, and she's like, "I want to be you when I grow up." And I was like, oh dear. I don't know if that's, you really want that. Because you got to get your own lessons in order to get to where we are.
Exactly.
You've got to be unique, like, and authentic.
You don't know what you don't know. And, you know, people are coming into it thinking it's going to be fun. Wow, I want to be able to see things, hear things, you know, make predictions. But then it's like there's a whole lot more that comes with it.
Yeah. Yeah, we just smile through it, right? We just smile crazily through it all.
Right.
Oh, I love it. I was just thinking, Christy, you and I actually share similarities. The reason I do the police investigations is I had my little brother was murdered. So we actually have that in common.
Right.
And when you've had that experience and that trauma, it does change you. And I wasn't like you. I wasn't always a psychic medium. I think I was dormant for many years until later in life, until about 27. So I love that you went and checked and did your confessional, and you still got told that you're a psychic medium and you're out there doing the work. And it does bring a lot of comfort and closure when you can help solve a mystery or find the body that's been missing. It helps the family, and the work that we do is tough. We do have a lot of ridicule. All three of us on the air today have gone through our own ridicule and judgment and opinions and skeptics, but the work that we do helps change lives one person at a time. And that's the whole journey of being a light worker. So we're going to be coming up on our very first break here in just about 30 seconds or so. And I know we've got a couple callers waiting. So when we come back from the break, we'll take our first caller. But I also want to dive deep into a little bit more details about the book, talking about loyalty in life and afterlife, and what our fur babies bring to us as guides in the physical journey. And then we'll be back here in just about I guess we got about 30 seconds before our break. Oh, nope, there. I knew we were close. So listening for the whistling that takes us to our very first break of the new year in 2019. This is Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim. We'll be back with our very special guest today, Christy Robinette, talking about Tales from the Afterlife. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Death Row Dogs Rescue is a 100% all-volunteer, no-kill rescue 501c3 nonprofit organization. We are run solely by volunteers who dedicate their time and resources for the past 30 years to rescuing homeless pets from the streets in Los Angeles and surrounding areas, and from city and county animal shelters who are on death row, often moments away from being euthanized. We provide housing, medical care, and training to these neglected, abused, and often severely injured animals. Donate now, save a life, and allow these beautiful dogs to experience a home life filled with love. All donations are greatly appreciated and are tax deductible. Please visit www.deathrowdogsrescue.com to see some of our amazing dogs who need homes. Do not breed or buy. Make adoption your first option.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim, and our special guest today, Christy Robinette, as we talk about her book, which focuses on the afterlife of our pets.
Now, I understand we're going to be talking a little bit more about Christy's book, but we do have some callers that are eagerly awaiting to come on and talk to Christy. So we've got our first caller, who's Diane from Michigan. So if we can bring Diane on the line, we can take her call and Christy can offer her assistance in whatever ways needed. Diane, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Diane. Thank you for calling in. And
hi.
How can we help you today?
Hi, Christy. I've seen you several times before with private readings. I've been to Mama Mia's. I just wanted to call in because our dog died suddenly just this past December 27th. He developed, and we weren't even home. We were up in Mackinac City, you know where that is.
Yeah.
And he had to have emergencies. He developed bloat or a twisted stomach.
Yeah.
Luckily, I found an animal hospital that operated on him at 3 a.m. He was doing really well for about 6 hours, and then he just stopped breathing.
Yeah.
So I wanted to see if his name is Buddy. He was a lab. If you had a message from him, or if you could tell me signs to look for, or if he's happy where he is.
Yeah, I am so sorry. It is so hard. Anybody who follows me knows that we lost three pets in 2018. So it was a challenging year, and I almost feel as if there was something universal as well that was happening, because I know a lot of people had lost their treasured, you know, pets as well. So there's actually a male that's standing with him. So it's either your dad or your grandpa or your dad's dad.
Okay.
It's something connected to dad's side that is standing with this pup.
Yeah, it would probably be my dad. He was also a dog lover.
Perfect. So, and there's something to do with, you know, like the tug toys, you know, that, that you know, they play with. There's something like a ragged tug toy that Buddy's showing me at his feet. So it's sort of like my message that he's acting like a puppy again. You know, like he's kind of found his ability to play again, and that about 6 months previous to his passing, that you might have been noticing that he was a little bit more lethargic. Not that you missed anything, but that there was something that was just, he just wasn't playing as much.
He had definitely slowed down.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so he shows me this as like a means of, look at, I'm actually playing. My journey has allowed me to be able to play again. And he shows that he's doing good. He's with dad. He's not mad at you. There's nothing like that. He does show me, and I know that it's sort of weird to say this with pets, but pets show us messages just like our loved ones on the other side do. So they utilize all the senses. So they can play us music, and they can give us a butterfly, and they can send us birds, and you know, we can feel them.
Mm-hmm.
But he's saying that he sits with you, and he says that he sits with you at your feet. So I don't know if you've been feeling like the warmth at your feet, but he sits on your feet still in spirit.
He does that. He did that. He sat on my feet. He loved to sit on my feet.
So pay attention, because he's still sitting on your feet. Okay? I'm so sorry.
All right. Thanks, Christy, very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Diane.
Thank you for calling, Diane.
All right.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
I tell you what, our pet boy, you know, I took my pet to the vet yesterday just for some lab work done. And I have to say, I just felt on pins and needles waiting for the vet to come back, you know, with this result, because they're just like our babies. So we do have another caller who is Victoria from Washington. So, Victoria, welcome to Inspired Living. How can we help you today?
Hi. Thank you, Kim. Hi, Mark. And hello, Christy.
Hi.
Yes, I lost my sweet, sweet pup back in 2013, but I have been haunted by it. She was a rescue. I got her when she was older. It was definitely an amazing connection we shared. She got me through a difficult time, but I had to put her down, and it wasn't peaceful.
Yeah.
She fought, and then I thought, oh my gosh, maybe this isn't the right time. it was just horrible, and that still sticks with me. Like, maybe I should have waited. I've been waiting to get another dog, but circumstances aren't right yet. But that's the thing, it just sticks with me. So I don't know if you have, her name was Chloe, and if
having some neurological problems, Victoria? Was she having, were they denoting that there was some neurological stuff? Because I hurt in my neck and my head with her.
I think there was some issues with her ability to swallow. I'm not sure, like, her background. I don't think she was treated all that well. I think she was just, like, in a backyard all the time. So, but there was something going on with her throat, I think, and that was in the end where, like, I think she was having trouble swallowing. But yeah,
With that is that she was unwell, and you did exactly what you were supposed to do. And so she shows herself larger than life, you know, on the other side. She's got, even though I don't think she was a large dog, she shows herself larger than life, and that there were lung issues, there were neurological, like, there was late stages of long-term health issues. So nothing was going to get better, and there was no recovery, and nothing felt like it was going to continue to be demanding, is what they're showing me on the other side. There is a grandmother on the other side. You have a lot of people, humans on the other side as well. That's there, along with a cat.
I have a lot.
There's like a big fluffy cat that's also sitting there, which is random. There's a lot of people that are taking care of this pup, and I think that you did everything. The decisions that you made were the decisions that you had to make. And so I'm sorry that you had to see her, you know, go through that struggle. I don't think it was that she wasn't ready. I think that she was a fighter, and that was her fight. It wasn't because of to make you suffer through that. She was a fighter from her entire time. Hmm. So, and I do see another pup coming for you this year. So you can't see my face, but even before you said that, I was making a face like, and I'm seeing something mid-year for you. And it also feels like a rescue, but it's a younger rescue. It's a little, it's more puppier to me. So good luck.
Oh, okay.
I'm potty training two puppies right now. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure.
Thank you for calling, Victoria.
Thank you. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you, Victoria.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Okay, bye. You too.
So, Christy, this book, Tales from the Afterlife, tell us about how this can help support readers and what they can look forward to in this book, kind of the context of it, what inspired it, and how it can support people.
Yeah, so all of the books that I write, well, except for the spooky books, all of the books that I write have a theme of helping those that are going through grief. We're stubborn creatures. Not everybody wants to go see a medium. Not everybody understands this lifestyle that we have. Some are still skeptical. Not everybody is, you know, willing to go see a therapist even. And so the books that I write are sort of like easy reads in the comfort of your own home, where you're not feeling like you're being judged, or you're not feeling like you're exposing your soul to anybody. And yet you're hearing stories from other people that have had similar experiences that you have. And they're also exercises and different clarities that I hope that the books offer. So with the animals, you know, not everybody gets it. We get 3 days in the corporate world to grieve a human. That's not enough. And we get 0 days to grieve an animal, which is like, you know, our child. And so, you know, some people you'll still hear years later say that they're still grieving and they never got through that because nobody really understood it. So I put this book out to help people know and understand that there's other people like us that get that love is a powerful bond between people to animals and animals to people, whether they're in this dimension or they're in the other, and not even the other side can break that connection.
Yeah, you bring up the really good point that we don't get enough time. It's just the corporate world doesn't recognize that or honor that. And yet they play just as an important part in people in our lives. So it's nice to be able to have something that people can reference that reminds them that their pets are still with them, still loving them from the other side. What happens to our pets when they pass?
So I in the book, I discuss how we as humans have our own journey to the other side, and the animals have their own journey. The animal's journey is a bit easier than us humans because we're constantly, we've got regrets and we've got all of these issues that we kind of pile into the spiritual trunk, and some people actually take it to the other side. The animals are completely like, whatever, you know, this is what's happened and I'm going to the other side. So they transition to the other side, and often it's a loved one of ours or a loved one of theirs greets them on the other side and cares for them on the other side until we go to the other side where we can have that reunion and kind of go whichever way we want to go with them on the other side. They don't disappear when the physical body is gone. And that is what I was raised Lutheran, you know, so I was raised that animals don't have souls. Therefore, it is ashes to ashes, dust to dust. There is nothing else. There is no spirit that goes anywhere. So I could never understand why I was seeing and sensing and hearing and feeling animals on the other side. And then it kind of clicked talking to other people as I embraced the spiritual side of things and not just the theological side of things. That, you know, why would God or why would the universe take something away that we love so much? And the universe doesn't. The universe just kind of cares for it until we can care for it some more.
That's such a nice way to understand it, you know, that they wait for us until we're able to be with them. We do have another caller, Maureen from California. Maureen, welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our guest, Christy, today.
Oh,
how can we help you?
Yeah, hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, Christy. I follow you on Facebook. And thank you so much. Well, my cat is very ill, and I was just wondering if you could ask my guides. I don't know what to do because I don't know whether it's good to put her down because I don't know how that's going to affect her.
It's a tough decision to make, right? And I even discuss in the book, and I've done it in my own world, you know, where I believe that they tell us, you know, they tell us when it's their time. They know that it is so difficult on us, but as long as, and you're going to stay as compassionate and caring and considerate, you know, about it, that they tell us. And I think that you already know that your kitty's been telling you. So there's a female on the other side. You don't think so?
Well, I keep on trying to figure out if she's trying to give me a sign. I just don't think her quality of life is as good as it could be, but I would have felt bad to put her down because I don't know how that's going to affect her in the afterlife. Like how?
So we're so much more humane to our animals with helping them to the other side than we are to our humans. We really are.
Yeah.
And so
we really are.
They actually thank us for assisting them into the afterlife and not waiting to the degree of where they end up, you know, crossing on their own. But I understand it. I understand it from my own perspective because, like I said, I've had losses myself last year, and I went with every single one. I kept telling them, please let me wake up, and you slipped away. Please don't make me make this decision. And of course, none of my animals listened to me, none of them. So I had to make that decision, and I sat down with them and I let them crawl in my lap, and I said, you know, and it was horrible. It's terrible because it's letting somebody that you love, you know, go, and from a physical standpoint. And so in each one of them, I felt whether it was a yes or a no.
And when I teach psychic development, I teach the yes and no, you know, dependent upon how, what your gift is. So if you're empathic, I feel that no in my gut, and I feel that yes kind of in the shimmery, you know, shivery head space. Or if you're visual, you might see a red light for no or a yes as a green light. And so I sit down with them and say, you know, taking my own ego aside, taking my own, because I want you to live forever, but I want you to be healthy and I want you to have a good, right, a good standing of life, and say, what is that decision? And I honestly, I don't feel like it's going to be next week, but I think that it is going to be fairly soon that you end up helping walk that kitty to the other side, to the bridge. And there is a female on the other side, which feels like a grandmother energy. She hands me pearls, and pearls are always my sign of a very traditional, beautiful woman who she's trying to help you. So she may not have been into this whole metaphysical, you know, thing. She may have been more faith-based, which that sounds bad because I'm faith-based, but she may have been more traditionally faith-based. And she shows that she's also going to be helping both you and your pet cross. So, and you will, you're going to mourn, you're going to grieve, and you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to be upset. You're allowed to be sad. And please know that you don't have to explain that to anybody or even try to explain that to yourself. You're allowed to have that time to mourn.
Okay.
Yeah. Now they, on the other side though, they go, this feels amazing. This is incredible. I finally feel great. And we're like, but we miss you.
I want to do the right thing for her. And I know I'm going to miss her.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. I had a cat that walked up my driveway a year and a half ago after my husband and I had a conversation that we wouldn't have any more pets, and she just walked up the driveway like she was ours. And we got a whole year with her, and then she came to us and said, I'm failing and there's nothing more that you can do. And I still have nights where I cry for her. So, and that was 6 months ago. So you're allowed to have those sad times. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Giving
so
you
much.
A hug.
Okay.
Thank you so much
for calling, Maureen. And we're going to be going into our break here. So stay with us for 2 minutes. We'll be doing a break, and we'll be right back with our guest, Christy Robinette.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World, with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim here on the Om Times Radio Network. Our very special guest today, Christy Robinette, from calling in from Michigan, talking about her wonderful book, Tales from the Afterlife, A Heartwarming, Welcoming, and Wagging Tales from the Rainbow Bridge. And Christy, thank you so much for hanging out with us this last hour. And you can just see the connection that we have to our animals with those three callers. And thank you to our three callers that called in from all over the country. Tough decisions to make. You know, that I've had to help a few of my own animals cross that rainbow bridge. And I'll tell you, it's one of the toughest things I've ever had to do. I've had to do it three times in my journey. And you're right, we don't do that for humans, but we do it for our animals because we don't want them to suffer. And just wanted to just get into a little bit more about the book and let people know where they can go to find you, Christy, and where they can also order the book.
Sure. My website is ChristyRobinette.com, ChristyRobinett. I'm on social media and all that fun stuff just the same. And the books are available anywhere where books are sold. So Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. Tales doesn't have an audio book, but a couple of my other books do, and they're Nook and Kindle. So Tales does have that. So, pretty much if you Google Christy Robinette, you'll find me.
Awesome. And, I always just remind, you know, our listeners too, for those that are animal lovers and have animals, that if your animal, your fur baby's crossed into the spirit world over that rainbow bridge, the spirit world is only ever just a thought away. And if you ask, they will send us signs, symbols, synergy, and synchronistic events from the spirit world, that they are still very much a part of our journey. And I know you know that, Christy, as well, but it's just, yeah, you know, sometimes it's hard because we don't physically have
reminder.
Them with us. But they are, yeah, it is. And it's just, they're always around us in energy and love. And in your book, you talked about the loyalty that takes place in life and the afterlife, and I just wanted to have you talk about that a little bit because it just shows that they are loyal even from the spirit world.
They are. I have kind of a quote in there that I say, you know, they don't care if you got a promotion. They don't care if you have a horrible singing voice. They don't care if you're walking around naked. That loyalty is so non-judgmental. And the other side, it is, you know, when they cross, they are the same way. Now, the humans, I can't say that. Sometimes they still have a little bit of, like, what are you doing, you know, here and there. But our pets are very much just filled with so much love, and that's that bond. That's why we have that connection to them. That's why they become the members of our family. They offer us that companionship and that emotional support. And which is, again, why it's so natural and healthy to feel that intense sorrow when they pass. So, yeah, the loyalty, it is here and it is into the afterlife. And I've got a couple stories in the book that talks about those animals that have actually saved people in the afterlife, mm-hmm. from the afterlife, because their loyalty to them is so intense. And there's one story of this gentleman who had gotten a dog that was, it was a pit bull, and it was a rescue, and he was a little bit, the owner was a little bit, you know, tough guy. And when he ended up having to cross him over the Rainbow Bridge, he pretty much dropped him off at the veterinarian clinic and ran, paid the bill and ran and didn't stay with him when he crossed over. And then the next day he felt terrible and he went back to the vets and said, you know, did the pet cross over? You know, did I do right? Did I do wrong? You know what? He couldn't mourn because he didn't stay with him. And the vet said, no, he transitioned just fine. And it was that weekend, his friends were like, come on, you got to snap out of it, you know, because everyone wants you to just snap out of it. You know, if you're depressed, just stop being depressed because it's, you know, it's screwing up my vibe. And so he went out, and as he was crossing a road, a car ran a red light, and he felt the dog used to put its mouth over his owner's hands and pull it when he wanted something, wanted to be fed or wanted to go outside. And he felt that wet mouth around him, and it pulled him away from the car that had ran the red light and saved his life. And he knew then that, you know, okay, that I showed that my pup loyalty, and he was telling me that he's okay and that what I did was okay too. And so we get those signs, and it might not be that drastic of a sign. It might be like, you know, Buddy sitting on Diane's feet. You know, it mm-hmm. might be Maureen's kitty cat that ends up feeling like it's snuggling up, you know, against her cheek. So they will show their signs. We just have to make sure that we're aware of them, and we have to make sure that we're not so caught up in the worldly worries that kind of prevent us from our signs and our symbols.
Yeah, exactly. And what I love about the intelligence of the spirit world is that I've, you know, as a medium, a working professional medium, I've worked with people a lot from this world and the etheric world, the other world, as I like to say. And every time I say I'm not an animal communicator, guess what happens? An animal shows up in the reading.
Yeah,
exactly. And it's been interesting. Yeah, it's been interesting to learn and see that language from an animal, because it is quite different than how you and I are talking right now. It is more symbology based. It is more about in the present moment, where we tend to be in the future or the past when it comes to animals. And just, you know, maybe describe what it's like to talk to a animal in the spirit world that doesn't have vocal cords, and how they can impress upon us that they're around us.
Yeah, and I think for everybody that is in this world, it's different. So I always say I can only discuss what it's like for me, but mm-hmm. I am a very sign-oriented medium, and so I like that our pets can give us those signs from the other side to let us know they're around. I like that you can assign a sign to them. It's not always going to be obvious. It's not always going to be earth-shattering, and sometimes we have to be patient, because it is typically the routine of who they are, and they will show us that sign. So if you used to leave the radio on for your dog, and all of a sudden you come home and you know that you didn't leave the radio on, but the radio is on, that's more than likely a sign, you know. Or if they used to have a jingle on their collar, you know, tags, and you don't have another animal and you're hearing that jingle, that's more than likely your pet. So it's very commonsensical ways that they show that they're around us. And you don't have to look that far. You don't have to look that deep. You don't have to overanalyze it. It comes very organically. And then they also come with our loved ones on the other side too. You know,
they
so,
do. And I'm finding that more and more, that they come together, that loyalty that you're talking about in the book. And it's very subtle. You said very organic, which I totally agree with. They come in like a lamb, not like a lion. And it's a very subtle, but if you're aware of that, it becomes quite comical of how much they really are around us.
And the more that you'll receive those signs too, the more that you open yourself to that awareness, the louder it does get. I was at a hotel one time, and just a random hotel, and I was there, it was a girls' weekend, and I'm sitting on the bed, and we were all kind of, you know, giggling and having fun. As women, we don't get a lot of those weekends. And it was one of those weekends, and all of a sudden, a black Labrador retriever came barreling through the door in spirit and jumped on the bed. And I'm the only medium in the group.
but you could see the bed weighing down where the lab was, and they all looked at me, and I'm like, it must be the owner or someone connected to his dog, and the dog slept with us the whole night, and then it went away, and we ended up finding out that it was the owner of the hotel's pooch that used to actually wander the hotel with him. So, so sometimes when you do, you know, be careful what you wish for. You know, like Kimberly was saying, when people always say, I want to do this, and then you end up tuning into it, and they're like, I want to shut this down. This is too noisy.
Yeah, careful what you wish for. You know, and I tell people, too, pay attention to animals during a grieving process, whether it's a loved a human that is passed into the spirit world or an animal that's passed into the spirit world. Because I just, you know, just real quick, I just share a quick story that just happened right before Christmas in December. A dear friend of mine, his daughter had passed into the spirit world at the young age of 17 from a surgery that went wrong. And so when I was home talking with them about the spirit world, because they were, you know, as a medium, we get asked questions about what it's like to be walking between two worlds. And I said, pay attention to what the animals are doing, because this young girl will make herself known to the family. And sure enough, the night I'm there, and this is right before Christmas, so it just, you know, it's December 20th. It just makes it even that much more difficult. They had a dog that had gone outside as we were talking while I was there, having this consultation with the family, and the dog literally went outside, and there was snow where I'm at. So you're in Michigan, so you're familiar with snow.
And, right. Yeah, I know snow. Yeah.
The dog went out and literally made a heart in the snow with its nose and came back in and let the family know. And everybody actually went out and took pictures of it, something he had never has done before. And he's an older dog. He's probably, I would say he's probably 7 or 8 years old, and he's never done that before. And I said, you know, there's ways for their daughter to come through, and they can do it through animals. So if you're in a difficult, you know, period of time right now in grieving, whether it's for a person or an animal, pay attention and have awareness, because animals are very in tune, very empathic, very sensitive to what we don't see in the unseen world. And it was just amazing to see this heart in the snow. It was beautiful, and it gave a lot of comfort
too. In
healing. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and they grieve as well. They grieve their fur friends, and they grieve their human friends just the same. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times, you know, they need that time to mourn, and they need that calming space to help understand with that journey, you know, that isn't as detailed, and it's not as explained to them, because they do work more off of, you know, not the vocal cords. They work off of being an empath, you know, so when you're grieving, they're grieving. When you're sad, they're sad. They pick up on your emotions too.
Yeah, exactly. And what better message or symbol to give to the family than a big heart in the snow?
Heart.
I mean, heart is the universal language of love that connects our world to the spirit world. And I just thought it was fantastic. And, you know, you talked about skeptics in the beginning of the show, and I think it's healthy to have a skeptical mind. But the beauty of what we do, Christy, is when you see a non-believer become a believer through the power in the intelligence of the sign, symbol, synergy, and synchronistic events that take place through humans and through animals. And I love in the back of the book, you have, again, at the very back of the book, Tales from the Afterlife, you have an Appendix A that talks about the transition to the other side and, you know, the emotional journey for all parties involved. And I thought it was just nice that you gave some steps of what to look for as far as creating the space, the love that connects us to our fur babies, and how to invite and to visualize and give permission and to stay calm and to honor, you know, those that are drawing close to us. But just for the sake of time, just this time has gone by so quick. My goodness, this hour has just flown by. And I just want to say thank you for coming on and sharing your journey. It's not always an easy journey, but we find that through our journey that we can inspire others. And you know, the tagline for Inspired Living Radio is you are the inspired and the inspiration. And we would love to have people on our show that share their gifts and their wonderful work. And you've got a lot of books to share. This is just one of, I think you said 12 books that you've written. Is that right?
Yeah, 12 plus.
12 plus. Wow. I haven't even written my first one. I'm still working on it. So I'm feeling a bit like a slacker here. I really appreciate you coming on Inspired Living Radio and sharing your stories.
You.
And again, if you want to check out the book, you can get it online, Amazon, all the main outlets online. It's called Tales from the Afterlife, Stories of Signs, Messages, and Inspiration from Your Animal Companions by Christy Robinette, who is out of Michigan. And if you want to connect directly with Christy, the best way to do that is?
Through ChristyRobinette.com.
Awesome. And you know what? What I like to do at the end of our show, just for the sake of time here, who inspires you or what inspires you, Christy?
Oh, gosh. You give me like a minute to figure that out. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, I put you on the spot.
No, I am constantly inspired by pretty much all my clients. You know, a lot of people give, you know, social media a bad reputation, but I have to say that I am so honored at having such a beautiful network of people, and most of them came through social media. And I am so grateful. I love my friends and family. I've gotten great mentors on the other side, and including one of my books is Guided by Edgar Allan Poe. So that's another crazy book, but Poe was a huge inspiration. And I always say there's teaching moments with everybody that we meet. So I don't think that I can necessarily choose one person. I think in every day we can find some lesson that helps us grow.
I love it. Teaching moments with everyone that we meet. Well, Christy, thank you so much for being on Inspired Living Radio.
Thank you, Christy.
Again, check out Tales from the Afterlife, a heartwarming, welcoming, and waking tales. And I will see my loved fur babies over on the Rainbow Bridge. Thank you so much, Christy.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And we'll be back next Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, here on the Om Times Radio Network. This is Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim. Until our next soul adventure together, be kind, be caring, be compassionate.